Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Random Bush. I'm so glad you got here. For some reason, I have a horrible mouth, and I say horrible, awful things, and I'm so terribly ashamed about this. Andrew is a saint, and I feel bad saying these awful, terrible things that I say in front of him, but I do, and I continue to do it. So don't play this loud around children, don't play this loud around old people, and don't play this loud around the uptight. Other than that, sit back and relax for another great episode of The Random Bush.
Everyone, this is Andrew Bush coming to you live from a place somewhere in the world. Thank you guys so much for listening. Glad that you're joining me and Sean Random for another exciting, sensual, fun, and fantastic episode of The Random Bush.
Today's episode is brought to you by The 90s. The generation that killed fluorescence.
Say I'm a donor, right? And you're a donor. I die, and we get into a car accident, okay? I die, and you need a liver, and they take my liver, and they give it to you. Okay, now you continue to live for like 20, 30 years, and then later
every time
life,
I had a drink, I'd be like, thanks, Sean.
Well, thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. But later in life, you die. Mm-hmm. All right. And another guy is in like a car accident. He needs a liver. Will they take my liver from you and put it to this guy?
No.
Can my liver do three runs?
I don't think they can. I think that organ donors, like people who get organs donated to them.
Would it then be your liver? Would they be like, Andrew's donating his liver? And me from the grave is like, that's my liver, motherfucker. I should get at least the credit. That's a double donation.
Here's
I'm a saint.
Question. If reincarnation is real, can the liver pass on enough generations that you eventually get your own liver back again?
Wait, what?
Let's say reincarnation's a real thing.
Oh, so reincarnation's real.
Yeah.
You grow up as another person, get into a car accident, need a liver, get your own liver back. I'm like the third transfer back.
Like the light at the end of the tunnel when you're dying is the next transition into your next life. So you start out as a baby immediately.
Right, okay.
Like it's that sort of reincarnation. Do you eventually get your own liver back through that entire time? That's a weird thing.
Because for like 20 years, while this baby's growing up, the liver's inside of you.
Yeah.
And you're taking good care of it. Right. You're doing your thing. And then you get into a car accident on the same day that he gets into a car accident. He needs a liver. He's alive. You're dead. They take that liver from you. Was my liver. And now it's in, they put it in this kid who I've reincarnated as.
Yes.
And so I have Sean's liver inside of me. I'm not Sean, but I'm Sean, but I'm not Sean.
You're not Sean, but you are Sean.
It's like vegans where they're not chicken.
Yeah, you're Sean, you're not Sean, and you weren't Sean's friend. You're,
Right. I'm Sean,
right?
But I'm also now Mark or whoever I am, you know, like whatever this new guy's name is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ooh, that's a weird thought. Maybe this isn't your name, like your regular name. I don't know.
Well, it's not. This is just, Sean is my name for this. It's the marking of this particular collection of carbon.
It's always weird that your parents.
But that's not who I am.
Like, your parents can just name people, like, whatever. Like, if you just have, like, lazy
parents.
That is
a weird power.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize, but names have, like, a certain power. Sometimes you'll hear somebody like, oh, you're going to love my new friend Karen. And here's what I don't know.
Yeah.
When you were in high school, you dated a girl named Karen. She saw your dick and laughed at it.
Uh-huh.
And it created this whole terrible experience for you. You're now associated. I go, you're going
to
be my
friend
Karen.
Karen the dick laugher.
You're going to be like, I don't want to meet your friend Karen.
Yeah.
I don't like Karen.
She's going to laugh at my dick like the last Karen did.
Yeah, fucking Karen.
I'm not going to do that. I like Karens. They're dick laughers.
Dick laughing Karens.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dick laughing Karens. Your dick is small. Your dick is small. Your dick is small. La la. Take a little intermission while we listen to the dick laughing Karens.
What were we talking about?
I don't even remember.
Hey there, friends. Do you like what you're listening to? If so, and you would like to advertise with us, go ahead and send us an email, randombushpodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's randombushpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your ideas. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you, and enjoy listening to the rest of the show.
Thank you. And now, random thoughts.
I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. All right, ready? It's 3. I did it again! Guys, I get that right, like, almost every time. Psychic or something, I don't know.
Sam here.
And Sal.
Now, are you sick and tired of having dry, firm, boring old boxes? Well, over here at Sam and Sal Slugwell Soggy Boxes. Hi, I'm Sam Slugwell.
I'm Sal.
We got a box that won't hold any of your shit. Want to walk for a couple feet with a box in your hands and not have that box smear all over your hands? Well, then you better not buy a box here. Our boxes are as soggy as Grandma Slugwell's uncooked cookies. Sweet salmonella.
That's what they used to call me back in school.
We got 5 boxes and 5 different flavors. We got all the classics. Dog piss, cat piss, bum piss, garbage juice, and now for a limited time, placenta.
As per state board of regulations, placenta will not be shipped to Utah, Washington, or Maine.
So come on down to the Giant Soggy Box, located a quarter mile down 5th Avenue from the Waffle House, between the abandoned shoe warehouse and that old green dumpster where they found that half-eaten hobo.
I didn't eat that hobo!
Now nobody said that you did, Sal.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just saying that our boxes are the weakest in all the county. They're used boxes.
Used by me. This one here's my girlfriend.
Now, Sal's girlfriend's not for sale.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
You're welcome there, baby brother. So come on down and get yourself a soggy-ass box. I promise you, if it ain't the soggiest box you've ever tried holding, well, then we're just going to have to smash your uppity college-going entitled kneecaps with a tire iron.
I'll hit him myself.
Oh, now just calm down
there,
Sal.
No, I'll do it, Sam.
Come on, Sal.
Just hand me the
collar
bar.
Sal, you need to just calm down. You know what? I'm going to have to go and get the helmet. If you keep talking like this, I'm going to go and get the helmet. Put it on your head. I'm
going to
put it on your head, Sal.
Sal,
I'm going to go put the helmet on your head. Put the helmet on your head. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on your head. Okay. Calm down there, baby brother. Calm down. We just talking about soggy boxes.
I like soggy boxes.
Me too. And I'm sorry, folks. We just get so excited about soggy boxes over here at Sam and Sal Soggy Boxes, and that's what makes them so damn soggy. So come on down to Sam and Sal Soggy Box, Box Soggy Box, Box of Sog, Soggy Box of Yeah.
Sam and Sal Soggy Boxes.
Why is this wet?
And now, thoughts from the bush.
I want to get surgery on my butthole so that I can tune my guitar to the sound of my farts.
Today is your first day at work at a Waffle House.
Oh, okay.
All right, and I'm your employer, okay? So, hey, Andrew, we're so excited to have you here at the Waffle House. We really think that you're going to fit into the team. Uh-huh. We know that you're just going to be wonderful. Congratulations on getting the job.
Thank you.
That day, I interviewed a lot of people, but I got to say, when you sat down at the booth across the table from me, I knew I found our new waffle guy.
Well, I'm glad that I am to join the family and to be a part of the Waffle House team. Like, this is going to be fun. I've always wanted to do this. So,
I appreciate your enthusiasm. Yeah. And I know that you're going to do just wonderful. Just follow me right through these doors.
Okay.
All right, now this is the general kitchen area. You don't have to worry about any of this stuff. This is where the cooks work. You're not a cook. You're the waffle guy. All right?
Oh.
So you just follow me. We're going to go right through the kitchen area. A lot of cool guys up in here. You'll get to know all of them.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
Yeah, this is Andrew. He's going to be the new waffle guy.
Hi, guys.
Yo, Andrew.
Hey.
All right, new waffle guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, Andrew, I got to say.
This is really nice here. I really am excited.
It's a great place. Everybody's really going to like you. I want to tell you, being the waffle guy at the Waffle House, you're in a pretty good position. You don't got to work that hard. It's not a very complicated job. But at the end of the day, hey, who's the waffle guy?
I'm the waffle guy.
Exactly,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
the waffle right. guy.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. You see this area over here?
Yes.
We call this the waffle pit. This is your home base. All right? You're going to make magic happen right here in the waffle pit. This is where all the magic happens here at the Waffle House because you're the waffle guy right here in the waffle pit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is how it works. This is where all the waffles are made. Now, there's a little printer right here. The tickets are going to come up out of the printer.
Okay.
All right. You just tear off the ticket. You
Got
stick
it
up here in the thing, right? The little ticket stick. Now, every ticket is going to have a number on it, and it's going to say waffles.
Okay.
So whatever the number is, and it's going to say waffles, and you just make that many waffles. So
got
if,
it.
If it's a three and it says waffles.
Three waffles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right. You make okay. three waffles. You're going to be so good at this. If it's four and it says waffles.
Mm-hmm. Four waffles.
Perfect. All right. All right. All right. So yeah. we're going to say a ticket comes through. We're going to tear it out of the printer. We're going to put it up in the stick. Okay. All right. It says three waffles on
three
it.
Three waffles.
All right. So that means.
I make three waffles.
You're going to be so good at this. All right. So we come over here to the waffle maker.
Uh-huh.
This is. The Waffle House waffle maker. Don't touch
wow.
it. That's hot as sin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's been super hot since 1972.
Really?
This wow. waffle maker has made all of the Waffle House waffles, at least here in this Waffle House.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is like the machine then.
A lot of history right here yeah. in this piece of machine.
Okay.
All right. So what you're going to do, see this big bin right here?
Yeah.
This is the batter. All right. You don't make batter. You don't got to worry about that. You mm-hmm. need batter. You just do this. Ready? Batter! Right?
Right?
And a person's going to come right here. They are. They're going to come running around. Right? They're going to fill up the batter. Thank you very much, Susan. I really appreciate that.
Hi, Susan. I'm Andrew. Nice
Susan,
to meet you.
Susan, this is Andrew. He's Hi. The new waffle maker.
Hey.
All
nice
right.
To work. Nice to meet you.
He's the
we'll
waffle
be working
guy.
Together, I suppose.
That's yeah, right. Great, That's so. Right. He's the waffle guy. All right. So, Susan, she's going to run back there in the kitchen. Don't worry about what's going on back there in the kitchen.
Okay.
They deal with all of that stuff. Whenever you need more batter, you just scream batter. And Susan or another employee is going to come running out here and give you more batter.
Perfect.
So you reach in right here. This is the ladle. All
right.
All right. And you just open up the waffle maker. Very careful.
Oof.
Super hot.
Oof.
Yep, you got
I
it. There you
the
go.
Heat oh, off of
wonderful.
That. Wow.
All right, now you take from the ladle, uh-huh. right, and you just pour it in. Half a ladle equals one waffle. So there's we're gonna fill out three of the little slots.
Okay.
All right, you close it. 30 seconds later, you open it up. You got yourself some waffles.
Oh wow! Look at that.
It's
cool.
that easy. All right, you're gonna take those waffles. You put them on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
Put the waffles right in the window.
There you go.
You don't got to decorate the waffles. You don't got to put fruit on the waffles. No whipped cream, nothing. The waitresses will deal with all of that. All you got to do, deal with the waffles.
Got it.
You're the waffle guy.
All right.
This is where it gets a little complicated.
Hmm.
Okay, now if you notice, next to the waffle maker, there's a second waffle maker.
Yeah.
Okay, now sometimes a ticket will come through, and on the ticket there'll be a number. It'll say waffles.
Mm-hmm.
But under waffles, it'll say senior. Okay, now in this case, and uh-huh. only the case for the senior waffles, all right? This isn't confusing you, right?
No.
Okay. No. When it's a senior waffles, you use the second waffle maker right here.
Okay? The second waffle
right.
maker.
Right, so there's the two waffle makers.
Yeah.
There's our classic waffle maker that makes yep. all the waffles. Any order for waffles comes through, you make it on the Waffle House waffle
maker. That one's the classic waffle maker.
That is the waffle maker right there. That
okay.
makes all the waffles.
Uh-huh.
However, if a ticket comes through and it says waffles senior, you make the senior waffles in this waffle maker right here. All right?
That one on the left?
Yes. That
the
is
left
specifically
one.
The senior
facing
waffle
it.
Maker.
If I face this on the left, it's the senior
yes.
waffle maker.
Yes. That's, it's very important that the waffles get made from this waffle maker specifically for the seniors. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you sure. have any questions or anything?
Is there any particular reason why I need to make it out, put for the seniors in that waffle maker? I mean, they're kind
yeah.
of...
Yeah,
okay.
There's a big reason. If you would notice,
yeah.
this waffle maker... All right, now, to the untrained eye,
mm-hmm.
it looks just like the other one. I get that.
Right.
However, the senior waffle maker, if you notice, is ever so slightly larger than the traditional Waffle House waffle maker.
It is.
Yeah. In fact, it's 2% larger.
Okay.
Some could say that the traditional Waffle House waffle maker makes 100% waffles.
Uh-huh.
Whereas this waffle maker makes 102% waffles.
Hold on a second. I think I have another question.
Okay,
you're saying, like, isn't the waffle just larger? Like, isn't it just
yes.
a larger waffle?
Yes, it is.
I mean,
2% larger than our traditional Waffle House waffles.
Uh-huh. 2%.
Yes.
Is it more money in order to, like, why is it a senior?
I'm so glad you asked. And I'll be honest,
uh-huh.
it was this aspect of your intellectualism
yeah.
that I was attracted to in the initial interview. Okay, so what you have to understand is, these old people,
yeah.
all right, they're ganging up together. They're creating these programs. They then gang up on our corporate entities and demand a 2% discount on waffles, all right? Right. All old people, if they're part of this AARP program, get a 2% discount on waffles at all Waffle Houses the country over. Now, what you have to understand is I run a franchise. I'm not corporate. I just have this little Waffle House here in the middle of America. All right? I can't afford to give 2%. Do you realize how many old people are in this town? So I've come up with the Senior Waffle Maker, which provides a waffle that's 2% larger than the other waffles. Because when I crunch the numbers, 2% in my waffle sales is a huge amount of money. However, when you consider how much batter it takes, we make this batter in bulk, all right? So 2% of batter to make 2% more waffle, it's a ridiculous difference. I'm literally saving the company thousands and thousands of dollars.
With the 2% of the batter that you're putting into the waffle maker there.
Right. See, what it does is it cancels out the old people's 2% discount.
Uh-huh.
When they come to the counter to pay for their waffles, they present this AARP card, and they're like, I get a 2% discount. And we're like, oh, not so fast, Grandpa. We gave you 2% more waffle. Aha!
Why wouldn't you just say that they get 100% waffle and that regular waffles are 98% of a senior waffle?
Whoa, no, because then you're screwing over our regular customer. Our regular customer deserves 100% waffle.
Right.
When they come here, they would never consider that they're going to get 98% waffle. Why would they come here? We're the Waffle House. We produce 100% waffles.
You're getting 2% more waffle to every senior that comes in, but I don't understand how you can
those
have...
Those seniors are trying to screw us on our 100% waffle by only paying for 98% of the waffle.
Oh, I see.
So we're going to screw them back by giving them 100%
more.
Thank you. Exactly.
Okay, I understand.
This is why you're the waffle guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't it kind of illogical, though, that you can't have more than 100% on a single waffle? Isn't it just a larger waffle when you really think of it?
The old people are fucking us over, Andrew. That's what you have to understand. This is a franchise business. I can't afford to be given 2% on every... Do you know how many waffles we make a day? There's a lot of old people in this town. Our early bird special is out of control. It goes for 4 hours. Early bird special for 4 hours.
How much more batter do you really save on this? I mean,
it's exponential.
You're losing more batter, but you're gaining more money?
We make the batter in bulk.
Right.
We buy all the ingredients for batter in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cheaper for us to make just a little bit more batter than it is for us to take 2% off the end. That's our product. We make waffles.
Uh-huh.
And they're the best waffles in America. That's why we're Waffle House.
Right.
But these old people don't seem to appreciate the quality of waffle that we're delivering consistently, and they think that they've earned some kind of discount, which comes out of my bottom line.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell them, you don't get a discount, I'll give you 2% more waffle.
Well, let me tell you something. My father, you may know him, Jeffrey Eggo, he believed...
Hold on. Are you Andrew Eggo?
I am Andrew Eggo.
Of the Eggo Empire?
Of the Eggo Waffle Empire.
Are you up in my Waffle House trying to steal our recipes?
I'm not here trying to steal my
recipes. Is this some kind of corporate espionage?
No. Here's the thing. My dad, he never believed in the idea of fresh cooked waffles. He believed in cooking waffles and then freezing them, and over time, zapping them in a microwave.
I think that's disgusting.
Okay. I do too.
I'm not here to judge your father, but we serve quality grilled to plate waffle products.
Yeah. Yeah. The truth is, you should always have the batter first. You should always use the batter. And I think that what those seniors are doing to this company is absolutely disgusting.
It's outrageous. Thank you.
Absolutely. And it is as large, if not larger, an atrocity of eating frozen waffles. Waffles that are not manufactured right here by this 1973 piece of equipment.
Thank you. This beautiful piece of equipment. Exactly. That's what I've been saying in all the letters I keep sending to your father. I can't believe that Andrew Eggo is standing here in my Waffle House. I'm treating you like the waffle boy. You're a waffle man.
Well, I came here to learn from the best.
I'm privileged to think, wow, let me just take a step back.
Yeah.
You know, Andrew Eggo, with your genetics and my Waffle House, we're going to take over the waffle world.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I 100% agree with you. I don't 102% agree with you, but I 100% agree with you.
Get the fuck out of my Waffle House. Ah, yes. Once again, we find ourselves at the end of another hilarious episode of The Random Bush. Thank you so much for listening. Guys, seriously, sincerely, as true to earth as I can possibly be, thank you so much for listening. Andrew and I create this show because we want to make you laugh. So, I hope you laughed. All right, we'll see you next time. Bye.